Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Bringing it already
to the entire nation.
Let's go. Covino and Rich in for DP today.
Oh, always a pleasure. Joel is here on the ones and twos. It's always a pleasure. You know it's big time when you see Joel. And you, thank you for listening and hanging out with us. CNR on FSR. I still got to get the out.
I don't get how you don't take a shower.
It's not about the shower.
Oh, it is, because if you took a shower, that is gone.
No, I'm here to say God bless Dan Patrick for getting up this early every day. He's the best. A shout out
to Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick Show and the Danettes. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Spotty Boy is here. We got Danny G on the phone. Super producer Danny G, 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
We're the worldwide leaders of nonsense. Lots of nonsense to get into. Hope you had a great Wednesday night. Let's have a kick-ass Thursday.
Man, I feel like Aaron Rodgers.
How?
I feel like I just emerged from the darkness.
Well, say
it
that.
It's dark out. It's all morning out here in L.A. And Spot, I know you're doing videos for the show at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio, but Spot just turned on like the brightest-ass light in my face.
I feel like it's
brighter than usual. I can't even see Joel. I can't even see Danny G.
I'll turn them off.
It is a little bright in here, but hey, it's big time. You know, under the bright lights of the Dan Patrick Show, normally on every afternoon, Covino and Rich. Shout out to the affiliates, everyone hanging out with us. We're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz.
Live.
The 2023 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress.
Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com, live from the Mercedes-Benz studios.
Now, when I woke up this morning, I got some gabagool.
Gabagool.
And did my morning routine, you know. And
I know you'll never believe me. But the little you have, that goes away with a morning shower. Covino's a nighttime shower guy, which to me is like schoolboy stuff. Like,
yeah,
you took a shower at night.
Getting into your bed with a stank ass is the way to go.
You're allowed to take 2 showers a day, you know.
No, if I take one at night, I'm good. It means I get to sleep later in the morning, which I did today, especially when you're not used to waking up this early. I get it. Take a morning shower if you can. I would if I could.
You're like a wife.
That's great.
You know how a lot of times women don't want solutions? They just want you to listen.
Yeah, just listen. Be quiet.
I have a solution. Yeah. If you don't want the morning, take a shower in the morning, get all that junk out.
Not everybody springs out of bed into their socks like you. You're ridiculously
not taking a shower in the morning.
Wound up already. We're not even 3 minutes into this.
Not taking a shower in the morning is what I did in fifth grade. It was like, all right, I'll lay out my little Hulk Hogan or 49ers pajamas and go to sleep. Wake up in the morning. hope my hair's not too messy for school. You gotta take a shower in the morning. You're a grown man.
Okay.
We can move on. But you're grown up.
So I'm, you know, doing my morning routine.
How many 40-year-old guys don't shower in the morning?
I'm thinking to myself, how am I gonna keep up with this bozo? Rich is, you know, a mile a minute. Which isn't that fast. That's like 60 miles an hour, right?
It's really not that, yeah.
60 miles. Thinking to myself, oh, yes. Much like everybody else, I think, when they wake up. Can't wait to get back home and just do nothing. That's my plan later on today. As soon as I pick my kid up from school, get home, do nothing. Doing nothing is what I'm best at. It's what I love to do most.
You got at it.
And I said to myself, later on, again, because I'm not used to waking up this early, and it's not that early. I know a lot of you have been on the grind for a minute. Some of us are just getting up. I said to myself, I can't wait to get home and take a nap. And then I realized I did sound like a schoolboy, like a little kindergartner pulling out his little mat to take a nap. And I thought of something I heard John Bernthal. Remember our old pal actor John Bernthal?
Of course. Walking Dead, Punisher.
Yeah, John Bernthal, the actor. I saw a clip of him recently talking about how naps are for weenies. And I'm putting it kindly.
Yeah, he didn't say weenies.
He didn't say weenies. He's got a potty mouth, this guy. And he's like, naps? Naps. He was saying how he's friends with a guy. And he calls him up. And he's like, oh, he's taking a nap. He's like, naps? While the rest of the world is moving and getting things done, this guy's taking a nap? My friends with a kindergartner? What is going on? Naps. What type of adult takes naps? So then I had this guilt trip, and I was like, well, I guess maybe I can take a nap later. But I'll tell you what, right now, especially dealing with Rich already, him bothering me, I can't wait to take a nap today.
My kid is three. He hasn't taken a nap in a year.
So when you're on the Dan Patrick schedule of life, and it's not necessarily a conventional schedule. The guy's up and his day's done early. Like Mr. Furley. Are naps
Jack?
For weenies? Are naps for weenies or not? Seriously.
I don't know, Joel. Do you take naps? I mean, you're a guy that's here every morning.
Well, enjoy see, no
all,
weenie.
All due respect to Dan. That's Eastern Standard.
Yeah, he's up at 9 a.m. Covina on the East Coast.
Ah, that's true. Yeah, that's no
so,
big
yeah,
deal.
So, yeah, nap would be appropriate if I got off about noonish, one-ish, two-ish.
Yeah.
I didn't eat.
But your alarm goes off at what, Joel? 4 or 5 in the morning?
3:30.
Damn.
Oh, man.
So, Joel, when you get home, I wouldn't judge you if you're like, yeah, I took a little afternoon snooze.
That's true.
But you know what? Joel's also used to it. Probably goes to bed early. Joel, what time you go to bed?
8? 11-ish.
Oh, what? You get 4 hours of sleep and that's it?
I work.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody let this guy have a nap. You deserve a nap.
Jobs.
Oh,
he's got
my.
Jobs.
Yeah. Hey, look, that's the other thing, too. I get it. People are taking naps while other people are on the grind, you know, working, earning their money, getting ahead. So, again, just to start off the show, for fun, I ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, when you wake up early in the morning and you're thinking about getting back home just to lounge around and do nothing.
Maybe that's just
when you fantasize about that nap.
You and schoolboys.
Are naps for weenies? Are they for losers? Danny G, you did this schedule for 6 years.
Yeah.
You said you used to take naps.
Yeah, you have to, I think, because I was doing 2 a.m. till about 8 a.m. after post-production every day. And so I would get home, take a little nap like at brunch time.
Little nap,
like 3 hours. And then enjoy the day, do other emails, stuff like that. And then in the evening, take another nap before waking up at 1:30 a.m.
Is it?
You're kind of saying two different things, though. You like the thought of the... Ooh, the enchantment of the... Ooh, I can't wait.
That sounds so good, lady.
That's weenie. That part is weenie.
A nap
is for men to fall asleep.
Yeah. No one's going to judge a man if he falls asleep on the couch, like snoring, like, oh, he must have had a rough day. You are planning out your nap, like
my nap. My nappy nap.
And when you fall asleep at that time of the day, there's the waste management crews outside. There's weed whackers going, lawnmowers. It is a man time to sleep.
And Danny G, he made an interesting point. He said when he did the schedule for 6 years, he would take a nap every day, right? And I'm thinking in the back of my head, what a weenie. But he's like, I would take my nap, and then you it's like having 2 weeks in one. Because it's like the wake up and go to sleep twice a day.
You don't really get a full night's sleep. You're taking two naps.
Your 1 week felt like 2 weeks combined.
Feel like you live longer.
Yeah, no, but it's like Danny's it's a 90. Weird feeling, you know? You're waking up in the middle of the day, but yeah, it's a tough routine. It's a grind, but again, it's radio and it's fun.
Yeah, we're having fun, but I will say there's that weird feeling when you do work at an odd hour. And by the way, 6 a.m. is not that odd, Covino.
When you're not used to it, though, it
but
is.
What I'm saying is if you do take that random nap, you ever wake up, look at your phone, and you're like, 5:30. A.M. or P.M.? Where am I? Like, that feeling of like, what part of the day?
Because when it's dark already, you know.
Yeah. It's dark at 5:30. Like, oh my God, am I on Dan Patrick in a half hour or is it evening time?
That's the worst feeling. And on a Throwback Thursday here, we're going to do some throwback discussions today. Every Thursday on our show, Covino and Rich, we do something called Old School When 50 Hits. Because when 50 hits in life, you start getting a little old school, the best school. OS for life, old school. So when 50 hits on the clock, we're going to throw it back with a throwback discussion. But
well,
I remember...
50, you're not there yet.
No.
Unless you're like Danny, who ages double because he takes two. He has two days in one.
He's 150.
No. I'm not there yet, no. And, you know, even when I am, I'm going to lie about it. So I remember in grade school when we would have naps, right? And you think about it, you go from kindergarten to first grade, no more naps. Like, so much has changed in that year. Not a lot has changed.
Based on everything you're saying about your nap joy.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't take a morning shower. Do you take baths, like bubble baths? With, like, little Scuba Steve and, like,
Maybe
Camino's like,
I take
guys,
my toys.
You don't get it. Later on, I'm taking a nap and I have a bubble bath.
Steven is busy.
He's taking his bath.
Taking his bath.
I mean, maybe that's your style. Maybe I just got you all wrong.
Playing with my toys, my rubber ducky.
You put your pajamas on to take a nap?
My feetsie pajamas, yeah. Yeah. My Brian Bosworth jammies. When I was a kid, I was the kid that did fall asleep during nap time, right? And it was the worst feeling. You're talking about the worst feeling, waking up. The class would already like be on its way again after the nap. And I would still be there sleeping, like drooling on myself.
Oh, wow.
On that little flat mat on the floor?
On your mom's, on your grandmother's rag mat or whatever you brought in, on your little blankie, your blanket that you brought in. You guys remember, right?
Oh, yeah. It was like sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, you'd be sleeping on the floor. I would be the kid that would really fall asleep.
No
They'd
pillow?
Leave me there. No pillow. They'd leave me there, Joel, and I'd wake up in the middle of the class, embarrassed to bedhead, have to walk back to my desk, and all the kids would stare at me like...
Do you stretch after that? Like,
yeah. So anyway, it's a Throwback Thursday. It's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. And when you wake up and you're not used to the schedule, you start thinking about later on and getting back to bed. So I posed the question. You can think about it later. Are naps for weenies?
Yeah. Well, end? You know what? When you have to wake up a little earlier than usual, again, it's not that early, but you're not used to it. It's like that 6 a.m. flight. When you book it, it feels like a brilliant idea. Like, 6 a.m. flight, perfect. I'll get there. I'll start my vacation early, or I'm visiting family. I'll take that early flight. When that day hits, the night before, and you're like, are you serious? I got to leave for the airport at 3:30, 4 in the morning. You're like, why did I book this ridiculous flight? You feel that every time you fly early.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare.
Or the red eye. You're like, I'll take the red eye. I'll sleep on the plane. Then
never,
you take that flight, you don't sleep on the plane,
on the
and
plane.
Your day is ruined.
No, it's good intentions. Oh, sleep on the plane. Never sleep on the plane.
Never.
So right now, I'm thinking about my nap, but the truth is, I'll never get to my nap, especially if you have kids. Or like Danny G said, someone with a loud weed whacker. You're never getting to sleep. So enjoy the day. Let's have a kick-ass Thursday, like I said, and let's talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Ah, he has emerged. I said that this morning, and Danny G is like, what are you talking about? He's Jesus. Aaron Rodgers has emerged from the darkness. He was in his 4 days of darkness in an Oregon facility. And it looks like we have an insider.
It's called a darkness retreat, by the way.
An Aaron Rodgers insider. Bob in Oregon on line one. Let's go to Bob. Bob, any insight before we even get into the Aaron Rodgers story?
Well, the caves actually happened to be right up in Ashland from where my mom lives. And I just found out that he came out of these caves about maybe 15 minutes before your guys' show came on. So I was like, hey,
did he see a
I
shadow?
I want to get some information to you guys.
Okay.
Yes.
And, let's see what these caves are about, and maybe I'll do a call-in from the caves and get you guys a 411 before anyone else does.
Give us the scoop.
Yeah, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers in Oregon?
Right. Well, he just checked out Wednesday, which was yesterday. So I don't know. Ashland's a pretty fun, cool little town. I mean, lots of ayahuasca and lots of mushrooms and all sorts of fun stuff. So who knows? He might be getting down for a day or two, you know?
Wait, so Bob, since you're out there, can you do us a favor, do a little investigating, get the scoop, like Scoops Callahan, and come back and report to us?
But from what I gather right now, Bob's the guy that sort of lives around there. So he's really not. It's like,
can he go into these caves? I feel like they're probably protected.
It would be like if something happened in Sherman Oaks and you're like, guys, I'm an insider. Are you, or do you just live there?
I appreciate you. I appreciate his investigative journalism desires.
Get on the case there, Scoops Callahan.
I do know what Bob knows, though.
Oh, what?
Bob knows yesterday was Wednesday.
That's really
what I learned from that call.
Well, yesterday. Thank you, Bob.
And the color of his car is green. Thank you.
So, Aaron Rodgers has emerged from his darkness retreat, according to the owner of the facility
Oregon. So, six more weeks of winter.
Six more weeks of indecisiveness. He won't decide. Scott Berman, who owns Sky Cave Retreat, said Aaron Rodgers left the dark room and facility Wednesday.
Agnes!
Man, Bob was right. Wednesday. Before entering the retreat, he said he did this so they could have a, quote, better sense of where he was at in life. And I'm wondering, like, he was there for 4 days in darkness.
Look, I'm not here to judge what he's doing, right? Whatever floats your taco boat. He's got big decisions to make, so if it helps, good for him.
By the way, it's
not for me, I can tell you that.
300 square foot room.
I like taking naps, but not in caves for 4 days.
Devoid of light.
Sounds nice.
With a queen bed, a bathroom, and a meditation mat.
How do you know?
It's powered.
How do you know if you're done?
And the lights can be turned on if needed from the inside.
Did you say a meditation mat?
Yeah, a yoga mat? Just like a little cushion area?
Yeah, like a soft mat.
Well,
so his darkness retreat is over. Aaron Rodgers has emerged, as Rich said. He's emerged from the darkness. So we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, if you're an insider, give us a call, 877-99 on Fox. If you got any scoop, or if you've done something like this, what did you learn? What was your experience like? But we ask you, what's the most shocking thing that Aaron Rodgers is going to hear that happened in the past 4 days?
Well, that's a good question. What has happened?
You know, he's like a little, you know, mini Rip Van Winkle. He's going to wake up and be like, what? What happened? No way. We landed on the moon?
He's like Steven Seagal in Hard to Kill. Remember he was in a coma for 7 years?
Well, most recently, were you going to share the most recent infamous story?
Well, go ahead.
With Jared Leto? So Jared Leto was on one of these retreats.
Well, again, I mean, not to judge. The guy. We've interviewed him. We met him. He's a bit of a weirdo.
He's a bit of a weirdo. You know, Jared Leto, Joker.
I mean, I say musician. That kindly, but let's be real about it.
He was on, I don't know where he was like in the middle of the desert somewhere.
Danny, Joel, do you guys know the Jared Leto story?
No.
And he started this retreat. I feel like he started this retreat sometime around February or March of 2020.
Something called like a lonesome retreat or something. Yeah. He just like went away by himself.
And he reemerged a few months into the pandemic and came back and had no idea why everything was shut down.
Yeah. He was like,
everyone
Rick,
was wearing
he was
masks.
Like Rick waking up on Walking Dead.
he had no idea because he was in this remote location the start of the pandemic.
Wait, what? Yeah, everyone's wearing masks. Everything's shut down.
People are scrambling for toilet paper, and Jared Leto was like, what?
What?
He happened to plan a lonely, solo, cut-off-all-communication retreat right before COVID.
It's only 4 days, but a lot happens in 4 days, and there's no wrong answers. So 877-99 on Fox. You could be serious about it, and you can have fun with it. It doesn't really matter.
I do have a question.
Yeah, sure.
4 days in darkness. How did Aaron Rodgers come out?
Disheveled, like a guy hiding.
Did he have a lead guy with some dark glasses on leading him out in the dark? Or did he come, you know, following like a blind man walking with a stick?
If it really is dark, once you see light, aren't you like a vampire?
Did he have glasses?
Yes.
Bring him out in the darkness.
I'm picturing like a hostage with like a bag on their head.
It's tough to see light after like 4 days of darkness, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. No doubt. And in all seriousness, you must learn a little something about yourself. You know,
I don't like to be alone in my thoughts for that long.
Right. Like I did the deprivation tank thing. You get in this egg, Like you're, you know, Mork from Ork. Like you're Mork and Mindy. You're getting his egg. That's a Throwback Thursday reference, Rich.
Like a really Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. throwing it back for the old guys.
Did you give him Mork and Mindy references?
Yeah. Well, you do. You're getting like an egg.
You have any good Laverne and Shirley ones next?
Rest in peace. You get an egg and you float in this like very dense salt water. And you float. It's a deprivation tank.
Were you wearing floaties?
No, you float because the buoyancy of the salt water just keeps you up. You're just like you're floating in a in
did
like
you say buoyancy.
Yeah, did you have you're a very buoyant? I didn't think I was, it was possible boing, for boing, me.
Were you able to bring a frozen margarita or a Miami Vice or something or no?
I'm laying there like a there? Slug, like a slimy slug in this like gooey salt water. At least I hope it was salt water.
Was this your is this your ex's like hippie idea? Like let's
definitely
let's find ourselves.
It was, and that might explain why she's my ex. And I'm in there, and I'm like, you know, this is the weirdest experience ever. And sure enough, it was a 2-part story. Eventually, I fell asleep and started floating off into my thoughts, and it was a little weird. I woke up like Joel described. And I'm like, where am I? It was like I got a really like deep. You ever get a like deep massage and you feel like you're, you know, you're out of sorts when you wake up?
You ever go on vacation, get a massage, doze off, and then wake up like mid massage? Like, oh,
yeah, but you wake up all dizzy and yeah. Like, oh man, and you know I'm floating off into my thoughts. But my ex, when she woke up, right?
She divorced you.
No. She got so maybe that's why she divorced me, because she got so into her thoughts that she had a bit of a panic attack, couldn't deal with it, and had to leave early. So, you know, you're in the darkness for 4 days in a cave, Aaron Rodgers style. You're going to learn a little something. So we ask you again, what's he going to be the most shocked to hear when he's out?
And what do you think Aaron Rodgers learned?
We got some answers.
We'll take your feedback next at 877-99 on Fox. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Joel.
Great song choice.
Love it. Joel is here throwing it back on a Thursday. Danny G on the phones, 877-99 on Fox. Spotty Boy,
hey, putting
up videos at Spot Center on social media. But you can find our videos at Covino and Rich. CNR in for Dan Patrick.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. And on the update, Kevin Wyatt. What's up, Kev? You know what we're going to do? We're going to go back to Bob for a second. Remember Bob's the guy that's in Oregon that he said he was outside where Aaron Rodgers had the retreat?
Yeah, he's our investigative reporter. He's like the John Stossel.
He said he was going to try to find
out. He's like the Geraldo Rivera of this story.
He said he was going to try to find out info. Bob, are you there?
I did find out. He came out with a significantly longer beard wearing a robe.
Oh.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, right. You know what?
Nice.
Thank you for the really big, huge contributions.
If you find out anything more about Aaron Rodgers and his darkness retreat, let us know. We appreciate it. He's on the case. He's on the scene.
Well,
it's about as thrilling as a throwback Thursday, Rich. I don't know if you remember this, when Geraldo Rivera was getting updates from Al Capone's vault. You remember that?
It's remember about that the spot? Same level of excitement.
Wasn't that
one of the biggest fails in news history?
I remember watching it. It was like a thrilling, like I was a little kid.
I was a little kid.
What are they going to find?
I was way little, but I do remember my parents or someone being like, yeah, they're going to go in Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, they did it live.
I think when CNN said they had Bigfoot in a freezer.
Yo, we were on the air when this happened.
That was the worst. You're right.
Swept that under the rug and never spoke of it again. And I promise you, it happened because I remember it with my two eyes.
Joel, do you remember this story? It happened in the early 2000s.
I do remember.
Yo, this was wild because we were on the radio and they're like, we're going live. They went live and they made a big deal about this reveal of Bigfoot that this guy had in a freezer at his house.
I remember for a minute me feeling like, wow, this is going to change everything.
I was like, this is wild, man. You believe what we're watching right now?
It was August 2008.
I thought that right
Wow.
Up. Wow, really? It was that long ago?
Hey, nobody owns it like Geraldo Rivera, though.
I know.
No one owns it like...
Oh, so what? Nothing in there. All right.
You know what they found? Remember, if you remember, on a Throwback Thursday, they found like one like bottle, like one bottle of booze.
Really? It's your fault for watching.
Yeah. They found like a license plate and an old work boot, like what you find when you cut open a shark.
Right. So, hey, Bob in Oregon,
if you
find out anything else about Aaron Rodgers and his emergence from the darkness, if you have any other insight, let us know.
By the way, the August 2008 Bigfoot coverage, no joke, Spot, do you remember that they realized it was a frozen Bigfoot suit?
Yeah, it was a rubber suit.
It was a rubber suit, and they were like, we got Bigfoot.
Oh. Dude, and Anderson Cooper was there on site, if I'm not mistaken. Like, what an embarrassment.
More embarrassing than when he gets drunk on New Year's.
Yeah, no, I think that was honestly like a news game changer. Like, made you say, like, wait a second.
You mean they're all full of it?
Yeah.
All right, well,
So we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation. Again, Covino and Rich in for the Dan Patrick Show. Always fun to be here. Aaron Rodgers has emerged. He was in the darkness, learning a little something about himself. For 4 days. If you have any insight on that, by all means, share your experience, right? But we ask, what's the most shocking thing he's going to hear now that he's emerged from the darkness in the past 4 days? And I'll start it off. Now, it could be a silly story, or it could be something like, whoa.
Okay, right? What do you got? So, what has Aaron Rodgers missed over the last 4+ days?
Someone's going to come up to him, and they're like, Aaron, how you feeling? He's going to be like, oh, man, Where am I? Who am I? What day is it? Right? And they're like, you're never going to believe this, Aaron. There was a woman walking a dog in Alaska. Yeah? And a moose. A moose came galloping towards her. And kicked her right in the head. And Aaron's going to be like, is she okay? Yeah, she's fine.
But you know who's not okay, Aaron? The woman in Florida who got eaten by an alligator walking her dog. What?
And he's going to be like, wait a minute, what? And
well, get this, Aaron.
By the way, so these are true stories. These are true stories. There was a woman in Alaska walking her dog and a moose. And it was all captured on video, by the way. There was a woman in a car and she's like, ma'am, there's a moose coming. Beware. And the moose comes, stops, kicks her in the head and continues running.
My favorite video of the week.
Yeah. And she's fine. She's alive to tell the story. The other woman, unfortunately, is not.
No, yeah. I heard the moose. See, I hear moose. And the moose was like, you better tell her.
You better tell her. Have you seen this video, Joel? Yeah,
I saw it.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, I'm going to get her. You know I'm going to get her. Here, tell her. Dude, you better tell her.
That's how you know you live in Alaska, by the way. Like, you're not walking around Sherman Oaks, California with a moose warning.
That moose was not playing.
People are going to be like, Aaron, so have you made up your mind on what's next? And he's going to say, no, but can I see that video of the woman, you know, with the moose? I'd love to see the video.
Wait a minute, the moose did take off like he was trying to block a field goal, too.
Yeah.
All the legs were in perfect motion. If it was to be shot again, he would be on a basketball, NBA basketball or something. His pose was so perfect. Legs pointed back.
Yeah, all in one motion, too. And look, not a lot has happened in 4 days, but let's go over it. What is he going to be shocked to find out?
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
I like how you're giving him. He's got an old.
You can't even call it what we used to call it in today's PC world.
A tank top.
He has a tank top on. You know those tight white ones.
Well, if you call it a wife beater, it would insinuate anyone wearing one is a domestic abuser.
I know. Well, what do you call them?
I don't know what you call a tank top. I guess.
He's trying not to say that. Rick.
I know. Fill in the blanks for everyone else.
Yeah, what's going on? What day is it?
Yo, Aaron, you know the rapper DeBrat?
Yeah, I haven't heard of her like since '94 or Funkified, right?
Pregnant at 48.
Come on, Aaron Rodgers, like no way.
Aaron, get this. You know how you've had your conspiracies about COVID?
Yeah,
The Bachelor got COVID.
No. No.
And the whole episode sucked.
Yeah, that's true. True story. And by the way, did everyone hear about DeBrat? That's true.
48. DeBrat,
48 years old, so funkified. You haven't rocked out to that song in 30 years.
I seen it.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, I got something else for you.
What's going on?
You hear about Don Lemon? He's back.
Don Lemon from The News Guy?
Where was
back from what? He on a retreat too?
No, no, he wasn't on a retreat. He said women weren't in their prime unless they were 20 or 30.
Oh,
and he had to take a few days off.
Why would he do this?
I don't know, but he's back.
What the hell?
Hey, Aaron.
What's going on, Joel?
The Packers called Jimmy G.
No.
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 He's way handsome.
They wouldn't. Oh, man, Aaron Rodgers, think about it. People are so excited to talk to this guy.
Yeah, Aaron.
Hold on. What?
I got something for you. Would you like a coffee?
Sure.
Do you want one with olive oil? Because Starbucks unveiled a new olive oil coffee.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
By the way, it's called, hold on, but this is true. In the past 4 days, Aaron Rodgers just woke up and he's like, what is this? Why does this taste so velvety smooth?
Oh, Aaron, that's the new olive oil Starbucks.
What is this rich buttery goodness you just gave me?
Hey, Aaron.
Aaron, this is called the Oleato. It's the new Starbucks coffee with virgin olive oil.
Hey, Aaron.
What's going on?
Westbrook's not leaving L.A.
What? What do you mean Westbrook's not leaving L.A.?
I thought he was off the club, the Lakers.
He's a Clipper.
No.
You don't say.
It can't be. He's going to be hearing about the new look Lakers. Yep. The new look Lakers and how good they are now and they're playoff bound. He's going to be shocked to hear all of these stories. Think about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, you see that three-point conversion?
Three-point conversion. What do you mean?
XFL.
XFL. Three-point conversion.
Yeah, hey. This is shocking.
Hey, Aaron. The Jets said that Derek Carr could be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Derek signs with them.
Derek Carr.
I thought they wanted me.
Derek Carr's garbage. This is ridiculous. What happened? In 4 days, a lot has changed. A lot has changed. What's the most shocking thing Aaron Rodgers is going to hear since he's emerged from the darkness, from his darkness retreat? Again, he was gone 4 days. It's interesting. Rich, or Spot, who went away and came back and
Not the Jared Little story, but didn't it happen to you too when you came back and somebody died? And you're like, what? What? Oh, I remember.
It was a weird story. I was in Hawaii, but like, you know, you're in vacation mode. You don't remember anything.
Well, you're not absorbing the news. You don't care. You're on the beach.
That's a phenomenon in itself. What Covino's about to say, you go away on vacation, you're off of work, you're visiting family, you're away with the wife of your kids, and some big news event happens, but you just don't feel connected to it because, you like you said, you're in vacation mode. I remember the story.
There was a story out of Cleveland, Ohio. I think it was, this was mid-2000s, right? And that guy, Ariel Castro, remember that?
Ariel Castro,
he had all these women in his house. He kidnapped him and had him chained up, and one escaped.
And the neighbor saved him.
Yeah, Charles Ramsey. Remember that
guy?
And
he had that song, Dad, Give Away.
No, remember
Dad,
that?
Give Away.
The woman went up to Charles Ramsey, and he's like, I had ribs with that dude. And didn't have a clue. Ariel Cat, this whole story is like, wait, this dude had all these women in his house.
You and I were fascinated by the story.
It was like the biggest story in the country. Spot comes back from Hawaii, and he's like, what are you guys talking about? And we're like, oh.
And to this day,
no,
it still doesn't connect with me.
Oh, yeah, that was the biggest story for like a week.
That story is just like, okay.
I remember I was on vacation with like an ex or something, and I went away, and I said, I'm going to block out my stuff. I don't want to look at anything. I came back, and I had missed the untimely death of the crocodile hunter. Remember Steve Irwin got stabbed by a stingray?
I do. That was sad.
And
so you came back and you're like, what?
And everyone's like, so everyone had already processed it. And I think like a week later, I'm like, wait, what happened?
Okay. So again,
no!
4 days. 4 days. Last 4 days. What's Aaron Rodgers going to be shocked to hear? How about, did you mention Avril Lavigne, your best pal?
Oh, Avril Lavigne. She's no longer engaged.
I love Avril Lavigne. What?
Skater Boy is my favorite song from the 2000s.
I love Skater Boy. Oh.
Why you gotta be so complicated?
I love Avril. What's going on? She okay?
Let me ask you this. Now that we've discussed what Aaron perhaps has missed over the past 4 days, I did see that Derek Carr, the Jets are in sort of like a weird situation, right? So it's like, do they make the move? And this could go for relationships too. Think of your single days, Joel, when you were like a player. Think of the single days.
Not one player, but the player.
Yeah.
That's a different club, you know.
When you were like, ooh, do you hold out? It's, you know, kids deal with this with proms and promposals now. You know that whole deal. Kids are all into like elaborate prom stuff. Do you go for the person you want, knowing that if you wait too long, it's like choosing a college roommate too. Remember, it was like, hey, do you want a room together? If you wait too long and they say no, then you're stuck with no one. Mm-hmm. So do the Jets try to act on Derek Carr or wait for their prom king, Aaron Rodgers, and hope that he wants to go?
There's no way.
If you're the Jets, do you make the move? Danny G, you're a Raiders guy, so I know you believe in Carr. Do you think the Jets would say, F Aaron Rodgers and go for Carr, or do they play it out?
I think a lot of it has to do with compensation, because you have to give the Packers a lot to get Rodgers, plus pay him that huge contract. With Derek Carr, it's a clean slate right now.
You're right. And you know what?
And no picks. You don't have to give any picks away.
I've seen.
And we know how the Raiders are with money.
Yeah. I've heard rumblings about Garoppolo, your boy Jimmy G, would the best fit for him would be with the Jets. I don't know about that. Also a possibility.
Jimmy, the weird part is the Jets are a historical loser. No offense, Jets fans. I mean, it's the truth. They're historical, like losing type of vibe. And Jimmy G, you could critique his play, but he's historically a winner.
It's true. It's
right?
true.
And keep in mind, he goes to the Jets. If he does, if Jimmy G goes to the Jets, the New York media would love him and his face. Think of Jimmy G in New York City. If the Jets did okay.
Is it like Joe Namath all over again?
Something like that.
For coach. Let's go
to Bob one more time, see if he has any more insight. He is outside the facility where Aaron was. Bob, what's up, man?
Okay, so Aaron supposedly came out holding a water bong and is now reportedly at Diamond Cannabis. And I will soon get a report on what he is purchasing in there, whether it be gummy bears, edibles, or some kind smoke. We're not sure, but we will find out.
Thank you, Bob. Our insider in Oregon.
Definitely works there.
Yeah.
That's definitely his shop. Thank you, Bob.
We know that.
All right, listen, we got more Covino and Rich next. In for our buddy Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. They say good things come to those who wait, Covino.
The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. It takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.
And that's how they'll get you, because that drive is sweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. Like we said, CNR in for Dan Patrick. And Aaron Rodgers emerges from his four-day slumber. Did he see a shadow or no?
He saw a shadow, yeah.
Oh, so 6 more weeks of no decision?
Yeah, yeah, okay. No decision.
Let's go to Michael in Virginia. Michael, you're on with Covino and Rich. Hey, bud.
Hey, guy. Hey, Aaron, guess what?
Hey, who's this? Who are you?
It's Michael from Virginia. I just want to let you know that you missed the week one of the XFL. You missed The Rock, man. He was pretty good. The whole three-point conversion and all that. Oh, yeah, you missed it.
That league's never going to survive.
Thank you, Michael.
XFL's for losers.
You know what? I have to ask, what would it take for you, me, Joel, Danny G, Spot, anyone listening? What would it take for you to truly invest in the XFL?
Well, hold that thought.
Because we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. I want to talk about Lamar Jackson and money later. There's so much going on with the NFL. Then we shift our gear. I said this the other day on our show. We shift our gear to NBA playoffs coming up. If you're into hockey, you do that. Baseball starting. Do I have room in my life for the XFL?
You know what those bozos should do?
What, Aaron?
There's those two loser leagues, the XFL and USFL.
Yeah.
They should either combine or like compete. You know, each league compete for the championship.
Oh, so like how the AFL and the NFL
go.
Back
there
in the day.
Go. Can I go back to sleep now?
Yeah, go ahead. 4 more days. We'll wake you up.
You know what? Aaron's probably shocked to find out that they discovered the first Roman sex toy.
I saw the story.
2,000-year-old sex toy. Have you seen this? And I say sex toy politely. Because it's a particular type of sex toy.
I did. I just hope they sanded it down for no splinters.
They,
I mean, come on.
They discovered this in 1992, but they thought it was a sewing device.
I don't know how what genius
thought that. And then upon further research, as of this week, in the past few days, they're saying, no, it's a 2,000-year-old sex toy.
Looks like a wooden eggplant.
Yeah.
I guess the point is,
how much do they want for it?
What did they find to verify that?
It was a sniff test, Joel.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Upon further research, it's a sex toy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Aaron's going to be shocked to hear that. But again, true story.
You know
from
what you
the,
it shows that for,
from the New York Post.
It shows for thousands of years people have been perverts.
Yeah, perverts for
perverts
sure.
For years.
But Rich, you know what? Let's move on. Let's explore that a little bit because a lot of us do have the NFL blues, right? We do.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about it still.
We're getting focused on the NBA, and now's the time to focus. Shift your focus to the NBA if you haven't already. You know, I'm excited about baseball, just seeing pitchers and catchers. But XFL's on. So far for me, it's been decent background TV. What does it need to truly gain some attention? I think Aaron Rodgers actually had a pretty decent idea, right? I think so. Or,
like,
you know,
idea.
Combine the leagues. What do you got, Joel?
I like that idea.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
But I do think they stepped it up in the broadcasting. I give them that.
They did. I think the coverage is great. I'll be honest. It is. And the play isn't that bad. It's just a matter of, all right, look at everyone in the room. When you hit 30, 40, 50-something years old, I said this the other day. Picture the dating scene. What's the biggest problem when someone starts dating someone a little older? They're stuck in their ways. They're a creature of habit. You do the same thing. You get your same coffee every morning. You go to work. You don't want to be bothered. You do your thing.
No, it's like me. You know, I had never lived with a woman before, right? Because I was such a mama's boy. And the first time I had to live with a woman, I didn't want to share my closet. I was like, wait a second, what?
I remember when
you're
going to
put all your stuff in my closet.
I remember, Joel.
Like, get your own closet.
Joel, this is embarrassing to a degree that I'm surprised he's admitting this.
You look back and you learn. You realize what a jerk you were.
In his 20s.
Yeah.
He had.
That was my late 20s.
He bought a townhouse in Jersey.
Yeah.
And I remember his girl moved in with him. And he's like, well, you could use like the guest room, like side closet.
I had my stuff all laid out perfectly.
And I was like, you're not going to give the girl the big walk-in closet? He's like, no, she could use like the hallway closet. I'm like, dude, that's not a good look.
But I'm backing up your point. I was stuck in my ways.
He had all his colognes laid out. He's like, yeah, she could put like her makeup stuff in the guest bathroom.
I was stuck in my ways.
So, perfect. I'm glad you said that because we're all stuck in our ways. When you're 30, 40, 50... The demo that the NFL has, that the XFL is going after, stuck in their ways.
Yeah, but what makes you think the XFL's going after that old guy? They might be going after that young kid who doesn't have a team yet.
If they were going after the young kid, they would
just something different.
If they're going after the young kid, they would stream the games on like Twitch or something like that.
That's a great idea. If they haven't, I don't know.
They'd be having kids on headsets. People would be watching people watch the game. Some crap that young kids do. Point is, to get people to break their habits is tricky. You're telling someone your whole life, Super Bowl happened, and you've mentally shifted to, all right, NBA, hockey, baseball's about to start. I'll see you in August, football, and we'll talk about the draft in a month. Now you're telling someone every weekend, we're just going to keep watching football with players we don't know and teams we don't know. How do you pick a team? You'd be like, you flip a coin. Do you say, oh, what city's closest to mine? There's only a few teams. Oh, I sort of like those Seattle Sea Dragon uniform.
Man.
They have AJ McCarron. But what do I care about Seattle? But he seems sort of cool. He had a nice little speech.
Seattle gets behind their teams. So, you know, they might make a scene out of it.
They did support their soccer team.
The Sounders, yeah. It's like a big scene out there with that. So maybe they get behind the Sea Dragons.
I do like the
that
random...
That gains some hype, so other cities want to compete and support their team. What does the XFL have to do to gain your attention? Because, like Rich said, we're creatures of habit, and we've moved on from football. We're getting ready for NBA or should I say NBA playoffs and baseball.
Yeah, I think one of the big things, I like some of the little rule tweaks, and I like how they're handling some of the replays and instant, you know, instant replay. We'll get to all that next. Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick with your feedback right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.